friends. People who aren't my friends. People that got redirected here after clicking a dubious link. Welcome to another popular edition of our weekly serial. It's not weekly. The Binary Choice. Sit back and enjoy an hour of music. Okay, so that's a new band called London Grammar with a track called Metal and Dust. Whoops. I've been hanging around since the last show, but I forgot to play it. So I hope you enjoyed. It basically has the kind of unfinished sympathy feel to it, which I will always applaud Tasteful Theft. So a band that are probably currently playing at the Seabright Arms, but I'm not there because I'm recording this. Sacrifices I make.
I found you.
That is In the Valley Below with Hymnal. Various sort of Christian overtones with that name, but who cares? It's a good guitar wig out at the end. There's not enough of that these days. So the next track would be a fucking tune. That an awful lot. That is the Mighty Bill Withers with Use Me, a man loving the sound of being abused in a good way. Summer slightly overblown Swedish pop. Sounds a little bit like Tears for Fears in a good way. Yeah, sounds like Tears for Fears is always in a good way.
In the wave of life. gonna throw us all around. Let me go, let it heal. And something buried deep inside.
Okay, so Swedish band. There's always a Swedish band on here. That is the Marionettes. Do they sound like Tears for Fears? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting lazy with my references in my old age. Write in, let me know. You are the mirror in which I reflect myself. So, you are listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Boolean, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. And now I'm going to keep flogging the horse that is the Canadian band, The Lilias. I'll keep flogging it till you like it. Right in, save this horse. So the name of this particular horse is Faces by the Luyas, and I cannot recommend the album enough. So now, onto a band that recently disappointed me. So that's the Wave Machines with I Hold Loneliness, and the question has to be asked, like, if you are that good at doing that kind of jerky funk, why you fill your album with a bunch of mid-paced moping? And again, that's probably why I'm not a creative person, and I'm more of a bedroom critic. So, something very chilled now.
Stepping on a grave, you are ocean to the wave. You speak in whispers low, ghost tones ringing from a bell, or the sea inside a shell. Proximity resists. You are the clench inside a fist. You sing in poetry. You sing in solitary lines. Every day in the sublime. And the day will die. Turn back the blue. silver constellation circle over you, hunting stars. And when daylight comes, you hold them in your
Portentous folk there from The Kindling with a track called Hunting Stars. Yeah, it's nice. If you go to their website, they will give you that for free in return for an email address. So I always recommend free music, especially legitimate free music. So fill your boots on that one. Now something kind of like a nice and garagey.
Thank you.
I really like that. That is Hiatus featuring Shura. The track's called We Could Be Ghosts, and it's just a gorgeous piece of kind of stripped down, garagey, post-club. Oh, it kind of makes me wish I could, be 10 years younger and listen to that after a heavy night's clubbing, because it would be awesome. But it's still pretty awesome in my 30s, so, you know. Getting old, not so bad. Something chirpier. Sound of my favourite Australian band at the moment, that is Alpine with Seeing Red, taken from their album A is for Alpine. Another equine I will continue to hit. They're good, they're really good. The album's brilliant all the way through. Buy it.
Excited.
So one of the more unlikely artists to have featured on this unashamedly hipster podcast, that is Khalees. Fuck me, that's good. It's like proper old school funk. Shocked. Although I have a vague memory of actually having seen her in like 2000 at Glastonbury, like accompanying someone that wanted to see her whilst I was on my way to see something else, and she was alright. But anyway, the song, brilliant. And now some Swiss-German pop. Sounds a bit like Phoenix. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun from time to time, is there? And that's two Swiss-German girls called Boy and a track called Little Numbers. I mean, it's unashamedly pop, but it's really good pop. Yes, you are listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So next up, it's the customary shoegaze 4 minutes. We'll be right back. So that is a duet called Teely and Luke Reed, channeling their best sort of Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and maybe not with the vocals of Stevie Nicks, but that's a track called Color Theory, and it's you can just wallow in those waves of reverb. So as a kind of warm-up for the short walk home, what we have next, a bit of French disco. French disco, that's Jupiter. They closed the show a few couple of shows back. That's the first song of the album, that's 106. So to end you with a bit of epic kind of indie shoegazer dance from my favourite act, The Egg. that, regrettably, brings us to the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed that last track. It is Electric City by The Egg. And go on, I've got to go now assemble the butchered portions of this podcast into the seamless audio stream you just listened to. Time travel, think about it.